This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The election of a new pope apparently will set up an interesting meeting between the new Pope Francis, formerly Archbishop Jorge Mario Bergoglio of Argentina, and Vice President Joe Biden, who finds no conflict between his professed Catholic faith and his advocacy of abortion, something Pope Francis has called the death penalty for the unborn. As a leader of Argentinian Catholics, Bergoglio helped steer the Church away from essentially Marxism in the form of liberation theology. Liberation theology happens to be a linchpin in the thinking of Catholics who accept abortion as something moral. He has been seen as a compassionate conservative and has shown an aptitude in bridging large philosophical divides. Abby Johnson is taking heat from the abortion industry for her work in helping abortion clinic workers do what she did and quit their jobs. She calls her work, "And Then There Were None." This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view, of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life, and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio.
In other news, a party line vote in the U.S. Senate quickly sank the hopes of Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and rejected his attempt to defund Obamacare for this fiscal year. And a healthy baby boy has been born after another fascinating heart surgery on the child at 23 weeks gestation. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.